This is Barbara Schwarz. I'm doing the Gospel of Mark. The theme is, what kind of leadership do we have? And it's from May 30th. A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. The disciples were on their way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Taking the 12 aside, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. Behold, we are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days he will rise. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said, Teacher, we want you to do something for us, whatever we ask of you. He replied, What do you wish me to do for you? They answered him, Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. And Jesus said to him, You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? They said to him, We can. And Jesus said to them, The challenge that I drink, you will drink, and the baptism which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John, and Jesus summoned them and said to them, You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it should not be that way among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. The Gospel of the Lord. Aren't the apostles just like us? Someone leads who amazes us. And we hear they're bringing us to a hard place. And we try and, in our fears, change the subject to avoid the harsh realities. Not to deny how or that it will happen, but who's in charge? What will we get for being good? Obviously, the apostles missed the point. And this gospel is a reminder to us as we transition from Easter season what it means to live in the Spirit of Jesus. Jesus always goes ahead of us, even into the midst of the darkest places in our lives, the places of greatest conflict and fear. He promises new life and resurrection as we pass through these difficulties of everyday life in truth and love. He promises we are not alone in the decisions we make, in the needs and losses we feel. He goes before us. Do we recognize it? And how do we live our lives in response? How will we respond when we are mocked, when something in us is killed, when the poor are ignored, when people are ravaged by war, when the earth's waters and land are destroyed by our thoughtlessness, when we are put down? Will we follow the Master's lead to work for justice, to love our enemies, and even offer forgiveness along the way? Or will our stance be, as the apostles, to worry about the personal power and who's on our turf? And who's the really person in charge? True leadership in the world and in the church comes from living the spirit of the all-inclusive Jesus. It comes from being servant to the people of God, men and women in this world. It is not in making your authority felt. The challenge is not to give up when those who are in leadership use power in ways that demean us or seem to make us more of a slave. We're not called to roll over and play dead, but to walk in the way of the Spirit of Jesus with integrity, to work for justice, to give our lives as a ransom for many. Let us pray today that we can freely serve based not on privilege or what would be the gratitude of others, but that we may receive the Spirit to follow Jesus to Jerusalem in the promise of the resurrection, and when needed, drink the cup as we walk in the way of Christ Jesus.